Hey, this is Luca Bandu here from Butterfield. I've got the opportunity to spend a little bit of time with Helen the Hat, who's run the kids area at Butterfield ever since it's been going, 15, 16, 17 years now. And she is going to tell us why she thinks Butterfield is so important. Over to you, Helen.
Okay, well, when I first came across Butterfield Festival, I wasn't a Buddhist at all, and I didn't have any inclinations to be one. And then when I got there, I realised what a fantastic thing it was. And what I've observed over the years is that it's an outreach point. There are many, many people on the festival scene who are looking for something. They have a spiritual gap in their lives, which is often filled by drink and drugs. Mm. And one of the things that Butterfield Festival really presents is the opportunity to go to a festival and to accidentally come across the Dharma. So the years that I've observed the process, I have seen so many people who didn't know that they could connect with the spiritual nature of their lives through the Dharma and have discovered it through Butterfield Festival. They went along because it was a festival, and then while they were there, they spent some time talking with somebody, they spent some time looking at something, reading something, or just experiencing something, and it's opened them up to the idea of the Dharma. And I know that the festival scene is absolutely full of people who are actually quite spiritual. Mm. And Butterfield Festival is the one opportunity that I genuinely see to attend a festival where you will be exposed to the Dharma. The importance of it really can't be underestimated. I've seen it change so many lives. People who really didn't know what they wanted, they felt maybe lost or in confusion, and then they've come across Butterfield Festival, which has led them to a Butterfield retreat, that's maybe led them to become a mitra, that's maybe led them to become ordained. So I recognise that it's a complete spiritual opportunity, and it's, for me, it's like Buddhist outreach. So many Buddhist traditions exist, but there is no way in for somebody who doesn't know what they want in life, who isn't aware of the Dharma. There's no way in. Well, Butterfield is one of the ways in. It's like a portal to the Dharma, and that's why I think it's so completely important. It does very well what it does. It introduces, you know, the first name that I remember it being called was the Festival of Ultimate Yet Temporary Delight.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and that is what it is, but it leads people to go deeper in their lives and in their practice.
And a lot of people who have a spiritual yearning often have a lot of suffering in their lives. And then, you know, the one pushes you to answers. The suffering pushes you to answers in the spiritual plane. But then you need to find a context, a kind of path, which meets that spiritual need. And if you don't find it, you just have a spiritual gap, which Helen was talking about.
Yeah, that spiritual gap is the thing. I think that we really do fill our lives sometimes with drink and drugs in place of spiritual means, and you don't know you're doing that until somebody challenges your behaviour. Mm. And that's one of the good things about Butterfield Festival, is even if somebody is really out of order, maybe they're really drunk at the festival, somebody kind, somebody who understands the Dharma, takes the time to talk to them. And I've seen people who were heroin addicts turn up at the festival, and we were all very frightened of their presence, knowing who they were and what they might do, what the things that heroin addicts do. Maybe they steal things, maybe they cause trouble. But in actual fact, I watched this group of people get buddied up by Buddhists. We followed them round and made friends with them. And by the end of the festival that they attended, they were working maybe in the cafe, maybe helping dig compost loos, but they were feeling for the first time in their lives a spiritual family. And I know that two of them did completely change their lives. And that is what makes me want to do Butterfield festivals, because we are reaching people that wouldn't normally come across the Dharma. And through Butterfield, they stumble across it. And then the path is easy. Retreats, accessible to everybody, retreats in nature. And that's a good thing.
Well, the other thing is, for me, is the word spiritual can be really, really vague. I mean, what does it mean to be spiritual? It's your chakras or crystals or vibrations or whatever. But I hope Buddhism and Butterfield makes it quite practical, so you actually kind of know what to do if you want to be spiritual.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
And it starts off with ethics, goes on to meditation, goes on to a little bit of friendship, goes on to maybe study. But at each step of the way, you know what to do.